Hello and welcome to Chai FM's Daily Global Newscast. I'm your host, Juliet Newell. Each day, Chai FM brings you the latest news and updates from the Jewish diaspora community, connecting our diverse voices and stories across the globe. Stay tuned for essential headlines that impact our communities and enrich our shared heritage. Let's get started. We begin with the headlines. 14 arrested in Australia for hate crimes. And Adidas donates millions to fight discrimination and anti-Semitism. In Australia, 14 people have been arrested and charged with 65 offences following a series of anti-Semitic incidents and other crimes across Sydney. The arrests follow investigations into arson, hateful graffiti, and a hoax involving a caravan loaded with explosives. Among those arrested yesterday is alleged bikie boss Saeed Moussaoui, accused of directing two arson attacks on Bondi businesses. Moussaoui's pleaded not guilty, and he's been denied bail. Police have also confirmed that the caravan found in Jurel, Sydney, containing explosives, was a fabricated scheme by organised criminals meant to spread fear and distract authorities. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has condemned the attacks, stressing that such hate will not be tolerated.
These violent attacks did sow fear, anxiety and terror into the community in New South Wales. It was a threat that needed to be confronted with a comprehensive response. And whilst these individuals are before the courts, I'm sickened at what police will allege, that an individual could try and set one Australian against another for their own advantage.
Jewish leaders, including the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President David Ossip, have welcomed the arrests but say the attacks are having a lasting impact on the Jewish community, causing fear and anxiety. In the UK, a Palestinian man's been charged for entering the country illegally and for making anti-Semitic remarks, including praying for the death of all Jews, in a video. Musab Abdul Karim Al-Jassas, also known as Abu Wadi, who's been seen pictured holding an assault rifle, arrived in the UK in a small boat last week. The campaign against anti-Semitism has called for immediate action, saying Al-Jassas poses a threat to public security. The group has published a video of a man believed to be Al-Jassas on X, allegedly showing him praying for violence and harm against Jews and those who support them. The Home Office has confirmed Al-Jassas has been remanded in custody and will appear at Manchester Magistrates Court today. They've also reaffirmed their commitment to ending small boat crossings and strengthening border security to protect the public. In Canada, several Canadians who've served in the Israeli Defense Force are considering taking legal action after they were named on the controversial Find IDF Soldiers website. Created by the Maple online newspaper, the website compiles publicly available information about Canadians who've served in the Israel Defense Force. The site claims to use only public sources, like news articles and social media, but it sparked concerns among those named, including IDF veterans, who want the site taken down. The profiles range from the late Ben Dunkelman, who served in Israel's 1948 war, to soldiers involved in the ongoing Gaza conflict. Though no legal action's been taken yet, those featured are exploring their options as the site continues to invite more names for inclusion. And German footwear company Adidas is donating over 250 million euros to fight anti-Semitism and support social change. This after selling its remaining Yeezy sneakers. The company ended its controversial partnership with Ye, formerly Kanye West, following his anti-Semitic remarks in 2022. The sale of Yeezy stock brought in 1.3 billion euros, with most of the proceeds, 200 million euros, going to the newly established Adidas Foundation. The foundation's funding programs aimed at fighting discrimination, including a grant for anti-discrimination training in Israel. Adidas has also donated 50 million euros to groups like the Anti-Defamation League and the Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. is free for you to listen to on highfm.com. And if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.